Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Genevieve Wood, good morning and happy post-primary election day. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Sounds like you all had quite the show last evening, but you weren't up too late.
Yeah, I was up, an hour and a half past my normal bedtime. I went out and covered one of the watch parties, in this case for the guy that came in third, Eric Greitens, the one that everyone seemed to be so worried about. He came in third place, and now, you know, Eric Schmidt is the presumed nominee, and the belief is when they've done that matchup, it's not even a race. So some people have suggested that nationally the Democratic Party might just give up on the Missouri race and cede it to the Republicans in this case.
Well, in some cases, you hate to see that happen because it means they won't spend any money there and they'll spend it somewhere else.
Yeah,
where a race
yeah.
may be closer. But, well, hey, look, congratulations to all the winners, and the people of Missouri have spoken, and on to November.
Carl, my producer here, said that the people crying this morning are the people in our account managers in the ad department, because all of those ads ended yesterday, and we don't know how much is going to be spent on the general election this year. So we'll see what happens. Let's talk about Kansas for a minute. I want to play a bite for you that I grabbed this morning from Claire McCaskill, the former senator here from the state of Missouri. She shocked that the Catholic Church apparently went out and campaigned in favor of this change in Kansas, which got defeated yesterday. These were her comments.
They're going to such an extreme. I think it is really going to help the Democrats, not only today, but also in November, in terms of holding on to power in Washington, D.C. I could be wrong, but when the Catholic Church puts $1 million, the Catholic Church put $1 million in this campaign in Kansas, in a state where there are all kinds of needs for the poor. I think that causes a lot of head scratching.
So yeah. Can you believe the Catholic Church would be in favor of a pro-life law change to the law? I mean, that's shocking to her.
Wow. Either she doesn't know what Catholic doctrine teaches, or she doesn't think there are very many Catholics in Kansas. I mean, it's not as though the Catholic Church is a small number of folks.
Right.
They have a lot of parishioners in the state of Kansas. So I think that's kind of crazy talk on her part. It's a disappointment that the amendment went down. And you're right. I think many people, probably especially outside of Kansas, don't know exactly what it was. But basically, it was an amendment that said the state constitution of Kansas does not provide a right to abortion. And the reason they wanted to pass that was because there had been a case a few years ago that suggested the other. It was like the Roe version of in Kansas.
Right.
At the state level, saying the state constitution of Kansas does provide a right to an abortion. And again, kind of made up the way that Roe was made up. And they were trying to overturn that. But that doesn't mean that folks there want unlimited abortion. Now, it may mean that for a while they have it, but I would imagine the pro-life movement will try again, maybe in another fashion, maybe trying to, you know, shortening the amount of time in which people can get an abortion, trying to go back and say, let's ensure that we have not taxpayer funded of abortion. But this was a setback, and it's one of the first that we've had since Roe, that where you've had a state actually pass a law with the voters actually going to the ballot. There's going to be more in November, I think. California, Vermont, and another state or two are going to have such kind of amendments on their ballots in November.
Yeah, I think that you made an important distinction there, that this story is being misplayed by the national media as if it was some vote on keeping abortion legal. But the same people who are celebrating it fail to understand that this was just a court decision. These are the people
right.
so freaked out about Supreme Court decisions these days and how they're going, that all they're trying to do was change the language in Kansas to say that the legislature, so in other words, the people that you go out and democratically elect to represent you, get to decide the laws and not a court, not an unelected judge. So ultimately, I don't think this is the result. I mean, it's obviously the result they like because they like that particular court ruling. But at the end of the day, it's not the way they want the system to work.
No, because, I mean, in Kansas right now, you can a woman can have an abortion up into 22 weeks. So there's already limits there. That's a little bit longer than some other states, but it's also not like New York and some other states that have unlimited, you know, up until the moment of birth. So Kansas already has a limit. This decision, in my reading of it, does not affect that at all. It just basically did not allow them to take the next step and say, this is not a right in the Kansas Constitution. So, again, I think the battle will continue. We have a great piece on it, by the way, Mark, in today's Daily Signal. Virginia Allen, one of our reporters, was actually on the ground in Kansas covering this story. So she's talked to both sides, and I think it explains nicely what actually happened and gives both sides viewpoints.
I hope
Claire McCaskill, I'm sorry to say.
I hope they read up on it. Of course, the other part of what Claire is claiming there, and I go in every morning and I watch the three national newscasts to see what they're focusing on. Mostly it's nonsense. But this morning, CBS was covering this. That was their lead story, was the abortion vote, as they termed it, in Kansas. And everybody they interviewed who was in support of how the vote turned out said this is a bellwether vote, and this proves that the Roe decision is going to make a difference in the midterm elections. And I think they're completely misreading that, because the Roe decision is not going to be on the ballot in November. This was on the ballot, which made it a little bit different. But there aren't other cases like this pending for November.
Well, that's right. And I don't know how this particular vote affected the other races in Kansas. Like, did that, you know, give Democrats a bigger edge in some races, or did it give Republicans? But, you know, that's to be determined. I haven't seen the analysis of that yet. But you're right. I mean, now, having said that, so is the other side right, in the sense that they are trying to use this issue to galvanize their supporters and to get people out in November, whether it's on your state ballot or not, whether it's on the national ballot or not. They're saying it's on the ballot just by who you vote for, by which party you vote for. And they're going to work very hard to turn those folks out. So, you know, pro-lifers and conservatives need to understand that, and they need to be just as galvanized, just as motivated come November. There's a big opportunity here, but it doesn't happen until it happens. So
no.
You got to seize the opportunity. It's not just going to happen on its own. So I would encourage folks who I can't imagine any of your listeners are planning to sit home, but if they've got any friends who are, they need to go get them.
Yeah, that's a great point. One of the issues on the ballot, maybe not on the ballot, maybe it's the wrong way to put it, about the ballot this fall is going to be election integrity. And I was watching what happened in Arizona yesterday because, you know, you've got a couple of people down there who were motivated to run for a higher office because they were upset with the way the elections were handled in 2020. Kerry Lake, and I believe there's another guy running down there, who both believe votes were cast that shouldn't have been counted. And they want to repair the system to make sure that doesn't happen again. They are basically being portrayed as, you know, out of touch election deniers. So they're going to make that part of this story moving forward. Missouri is going to have one of the strongest election integrity laws in the country when it kicks in a little later this month. It wasn't in effect for yesterday's race, but it will be. There'll be no such thing as drop boxes. ID is going to be required. And for the most part, we're already voting only on paper ballots in the state of Missouri, so there's no more electronic voting machines.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.